صوت أهل السنة والجماعة، صوت مركز الصحابة.
A lot is happening in the political spheres in this country. The Patriotic Alliance, its leader, is now threatening that they will withdraw. They'll move on from any coalition, but saying that they can work with the Democratic Alliance, but they want to move out of the government of national unity, especially if their person, Kenny Gunene, is not being reinstated into his position as the MMC for all transport. When you look into this politically, Prof, what are your analysis into these events that are unfolding in front of our eyes? I mean, you look at the Economic Freedom Fighters, they've done that before. The Democratic Alliance have done that before. Is this perhaps a phenomenon in South Africa?
You know, Elvis, my take on it is, and I would start on a more general theoretical level, is that we haven't mastered the art of coalition politics in South Africa. What I am saying is coalition politics is a more sophisticated form of democracy, and you need next level politics. For example, like Einstein said, if a conflict is on a certain level, you need to go to another level in order to address the conflict. With coalition politics, it's precisely the same. But the problem is we stay on the original level. And the result is basically that we are constantly engaging in conflict and coalitions are falling apart on a consistent way. Now, let's apply this concept. The government of national unity, and I'm talking national, is quite vulnerable at the moment. It's basically a dysfunctional unit. At the moment, there's no leadership coming from Cyril Ramaphosa. It's meetings where people are sitting together, they are reporting about their portfolios, and they are reporting back to their constituencies. Yes. But we know there are huge rivalries going on between the DA and the ANC. And there's a lot of ANCs who would like to get rid of the DA. But if they want to get rid of the DA, and they are also probably going to lose the Freedom Front Plus, they need all the support from other smaller parties. And that is where the PA come into play. They becomes then a very critical, important factor. Or the ANC should go the other way of accommodating the EFF and maybe even the MK party. But the MK party is saying we won't work together with Ramaphosa, so first get rid of Ramaphosa and you cannot implement the findings of the Zondo Commission and take us on levels of corruption and state capture. So that is the problem. Now coming to Gauteng. Gauteng is following a different line when it comes to the government of national unity. In the first place, the ANC is a lot less strong in Gauteng in comparison to the national level. So they are a lot more dependent on other groups, like the IFP, like the Patriotic Alliance, like others. And we know that the current mayor is not performing well on the eve of the G20 summit that should take place in Joburg. And we know that Joburg is in decay. So what we are seeing here is that Gaitan McKenzie is playing extreme power politics in order to control the system with a relative small percentage of support, generally speaking. But that percentage of support is relatively critical when it comes to balances and keeping the ANC power alive. So basically we can say that Gaitan McKenzie has the ANC at the short ends, to put it that way.
Yeah. No, well put, Prof. But then you mentioned, you know, that we haven't actually mastered the politics of coalition. And when you look at what is happening now, current events dictate that I saw a poll this morning that the Democratic Alliance is still leading the ANC. And it seems as if these polls, some way, in some point in time, they have it right. Are there any issues on ways that needs to be done in order for South Africa to master the politics of coalition? Because it seems as if coalition politics is something that's going to stay with us, okay, at least for the next parliament.
Just to start with the latter part of your question, if we look at the current and recent surveys, we are looking at a drop of ANC support to around 30%, maybe even below 30%.
Yes.
William Gumede recently said it may go down to a level of 25%. And the same surveys are indicating more support for the Democratic Alliance. And with Helen Zille as a candidate in Joburg, it's highly likely that the DA can gain a lot of momentum at the expense of the ANC and probably also other parties. But you know, when we talk about the art of coalition politics, the art of coalition politics is about tolerance. It's about becoming part of a bigger entity, and you need to pay a price for becoming part of that bigger entity. And that is the big problem with the ANC and to a certain extent with other parties. If we look at the government of national unity, we see Cyril Ramaphosa continuing as if it was the sixth administration of South Africa, continuing with all the radical transformation laws, and even trying to put them forward that if political parties with strong support disagree with them, they are saying they are traitors. Now, you cannot function on that level. The point I like to make is, if you work with a revolutionary struggle culture, you are going against the basics of democratic principles, a democratic ethos. And other parties are also playing power politics. I think the DA is sometimes also in that category. The PA with Gaetan McKenzie is playing that game. The EFF by extreme, also the MK party. In such an environment, you end up in conflict, violence, instability, poor governance, and poor service delivery. So it's an adjustment of your total approach. And that is why I'm saying that in South Africa, we need a new paradigm of thinking in order to approach our politics. And we need to become democratic. And in that sense, democracy and democratic principles are balancing the power side of politics to a certain extent.
Absolutely. Now, the famous word that people use, flip-flopper, it seems as if that has engulfed all these political leaders in flip-flopping, never commit and stand to their initial statement and what they stand for. Is this perhaps what is at play here, this flip-flopping mentality?
Yeah, there's no doubt that Kenny Kunene has made a lot of problems for himself, and he's a very, very controversial figure. But so is Gaetan McKenzie. But so is the ANC leadership. So is the deputy president of the country. The president of the country, as far as Palapala is concerned, Gwenny Mantashe, Lesufi, Panyasa Lesufi, all of them are controversial figures. They are not functioning on the politics of the so-called moral high ground. They are functioning on another level. In fact, there are strong evidence to argue that South Africa is becoming more and more of a mafia state. And what we are seeing is the culture of political mafias functioning. And just looking at the number of political assassinations that are taking place in our country. And we know a lot of them are taking place in KZN, but also a lot is playing itself out in Gauteng, to mention one big province. And the fact of the matter is, you cannot associate these type of actions and this type of political culture with the fundamentals of a democracy. A democracy is a lot more than people going to vote every 4 or 5 years or whatever the case may be. It's a complete set of values with things like accommodating other people, being intolerant, upholding the rule of law principles, abiding general rules and laws, looking at your opponent not as an adversary, but as a political role player. And that is why we struggle with coalition politics, because we cannot get up to the level of the fundamentals of the democratic dispensation. In that sense, we are far away from democratic consolidation.
Absolutely. Prof, before I let you go, last one. It seems as if we've hit more than a crisis mold. You've mentioned all those controversial figures that they are our political leaders. And we stay in a country whereby when you look at what is panning out, what is happening at the Matlanga Commission, it's playing itself out for the public to see that these people, obviously they do have nefarious things to do in this country. But how do we now deal with this crisis in South Africa, especially looking at the democratic dispensation in its positioning? As South Africans, we depend on politics in order for South Africa to function. You know, we can talk about private sector, but mostly the political will. We're going to the elections, local government elections, and then we'll be bombarded with all whole lot of promises and all that. But how do we now deal with this crisis that we're facing?
Well, Elfas, this is not only a crisis of politics and of democracy. This is a crisis of the state as state. And it has political, economic, social, and international dimensions coming to us in an integrated package. And it is interesting that André de Ruyter, a few weeks back,
yes,
at the investment conference in Hermanus, yes, said that the ANC or the Ramaphosa government has about 6 months to deal with major issues. Otherwise, we are going to see high levels of instability playing itself out. And I must really tell you, I am concerned. One of my scenarios about South African politics is referring to Haiti or the Zanufication of South African politics. These are some of the scenarios. And in that scenarios, democracy is not playing a dominant or even a predominant role. It's playing a role outside the framework of political power, exercising itself in many other ways. And that is not working for the common good in South Africa. This is working against the common good. And we do not need to underestimate this crisis we are in at the moment. Mm. I believe it is bigger than the one that ended apartheid and going into the new dispensation after 1994. We need to address fundamentals, but at the moment, our current government is not up to it. The president doesn't give the leadership. The ANC is not prepared changing their policies. The economy is bleeding. The people in the country is suffering a lot in terms of unemployment, poverty, but not proper service delivery, etc. So we need to adjust the complete paradigm in order to go forward. But on the horizon, I'm not seeing new leadership. I'm seeing a lot of opportunism, and I'm seeing a lot of criminal activity that is going on many levels. And hopefully the Makwanazi investigation will take us forward on a better road towards a better destination.
Absolutely. Prof, you've been good as always. Thank you so much for your time. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Alphas.
It's a very big thank you there to our guest, it's political analyst Professor André Duvenage, taking us through to what is playing out in our political landscape in this country, especially the threats by the Patriotic Alliance that they will pull out of the government of national unity and in any coalition, if only their person, Kenny Gunene, if he's not reinstated as the MMC for transport in Gauteng. We'll see how that's going to play out. Indeed, we are living in a country whereby there are a lot of political games that are taking place. You still tune in to the News Hour right here on Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, the voice of Ahl Sunnah Wal Jama'ah. My name remains Alfa Sinkosi.
صوت أهل السنة والجماعة صوت مركز الصحابة.